Editor's note. This article originally appeared on the Trillium, a new village media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Some landlords are lobbying the province to extend the power of the Landlord and Tenant Board so it can adjudicate, straightforward, cases like non-payment of rent or landlords needing their property for personal use, without actually hearing them. Small Ownership Landlords Ontario have registered to lobby, seeking changes to the Residential Tenancies Act. As well as evicting tenants without hearings, they'd like the legislation to distinguish between small housing providers, with few units, from corporate landlords. They're also seeking to make entering into a rental agreement using false pretenses to be an offense under the law. Their efforts come as delays at the Landlord and Tenant Board have made headlines. The province's ombudsman released a report, Administrative Justice Delayed, Fairness Denied, in May that details a bureaucratic nightmare where hearings that used to be scheduled within days are now heard months later, causing some landlords to be plunged into debt. He detailed the case of one who'd had to move into his car and another into a homeless shelter, because the process of kicking out tenants for non-payment of rent had dragged on and on. And on the other side, he found some tenants have been living in moldy apartments without heat, or facing harassment from their landlords. The group is planning to hold a protest at Queen's Park on Monday. It also caused a stir last week when a board member's tweet appeared to blame the murder of two tenants in Hamilton by their landlord on delays at the tribunal. Press Progress, which reported the story, noted the group has had meetings with ministers including Attorney General Doug Downey, Housing Minister Steve Clark and Doug Ford, but hadn't previously registered to lobby. Meanwhile, the city of Markham is lobbying the province for a potential community hub on surplus lands in the community, according to a new registration with the province's lobbyist registry. The city has signed up with Atlas Strategic Advisors, a firm run by Amin Masoudi, the premier's former principal secretary. According to the registration, the lobbyists are working with both the Ministries of Infrastructure and Indigenous Affairs on the project. Are you a lobbyist with a newsworthy client? Send tips to Jessica at thetrillium.caconsultancy. Boswell of Crestview Strategy for Waste to Resource Ontario. Steve Copeland of SGC Research for Hydro One Networks Inc. Derek Araneda of Stosic & Associates for Rebalance MD. Joyce Moncarios of Sussex Strategy Group for Walmart Canada Corp. Emily Jean Gallant of Wellington DuPont Public Affairs for Ontario Personal Support Workers Association, OPSWA, Philippe Boldick of Wellington Advocacy for Wayfair LLC, Sarah Schott of Strategy Corp Inc. for GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy Americas LLC, Amir Remtula of Amir Remtula Inc. for Allius Health Inc., Michaela Johnson of Jenny Byrne and Associates for Columbia International College, Stephen Warner of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Columbia International College, Tim Smitherman of Rubicon Strategy for Hydro One Networks Inc., William Wooer of Crestview Strategy for Waste to Resource Ontario, Nicholas Poschke of Crestview Strategy for Intact Financial Corporation, Mira Mahadeo of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Ontario Seasonal RV Resorts Coalition, Sarah Emily Clark of Impact Public Affairs for Canadian Society for Medical Laboratory Science, Amir Remtula of Amir Remtula Inc. for Markham Steels Realty Inc. Davin Scheindling of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Columbia International College, Cody Millett of Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. for TeleVU Innovation Limited, Laura Kirkamaki of Earnscliffe Strategies for Canadian Standards Association, Jamie Wilson of Impact Public Affairs for First Nations Technical Institute, Stefani Vukmanovic of Rubicon Strategy Inc. for Pedal Solutions Inc., Justine Young of Wellington DuPont Public Affairs for Ontario Personal Support Workers Association, OPSWA, Kelly Mitchell of KW Mitchell Consulting Services Inc. for Hornpain Power Inc., Monica Bujalska of Sutherland Corporation Limited for Parsons Inc., Summer Center of Wellington DuPont for Town of Saugeen Shores, Emily Jean Gallant of Wellington DuPont Public Affairs for Town of Saugeen Shores, David MacArthur of Macmillan Vantage Policy Group for NextEra Canada Development, LP, Stephanie DiNucci of Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. for the Corporation of the City of Markham, Nico Vavasis of Earnscliffe Strategies for CSA Group, Canadian Standards Association, Christopher Chapin of Upstream Strategy Group for Covanta Energy, LLC. Kenzie McKeegan of Loyalist Public Affairs for Golf Association of Ontario. Jared Burke of Loyalist Public Affairs for Golf Association of Ontario. Christopher Froggett of Loyalist Public Affairs for Golf Association of Ontario. Jill Wilson of GW Group, formerly JW Public Affairs Inc., for Serco Canada. Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Township of South Stormont. Jonathan Lesarge of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for CGI. Jonathan Lesarge of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Loblaw Companies Limited. Davin Scheindling of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for CGI. Michael Ross of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Brampton Brick Limited. Karen Moores of Town Advocacy, Mission Media Inc., for Canadian Association for Retired Persons, CARP. Jan Gorg of Daisy Consulting Group for Mississaugas of Scugog Island First Nation. Devon Somerville of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Brampton Brick Limited. Jessica Trepanier of Strategy Corp Inc. for GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy Americas LLC. Laura Orsini of Macmillan Vantage for Vector Institute. Olivia Raycraft of PAA Advisory, Conseils for Impala Canada. Alexander Glista of Strategy Corp Inc. for Township of South Stormont. Kyle Scholes of Strategy Corp Inc. for Township of South Stormont. John Matheson of Strategy Corp Inc. for Township of South Stormont. Kyle Scholes of Strategy Corp Inc. for Mayors and Regional Chairs of Ontario, Marco. Alex Armanius of Strategy Corp Inc. for Mayors and Regional Chairs of Ontario, Marco. Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for Healthcare of Ontario Pension Plan. Claire Michaels of Navigator Limited. For Northern Graphite Corporation, Kirsten Crows of SWON Public Affairs for Make the HPV Vaccine Free for Me, Kirsten Crows of SWON Public Affairs for Defeat Duchenne Canada, Kirsten Crows of SWON Public Affairs for Ontario Society of Cardiology Technologists, OSCT, Kirsten Crows of SWON Public Affairs for KGK Science, Christopher Chapin of Upstream Strategy Group for EMBR Events Inc., Sean Cruz of Council Public Affairs for CNIB Foundation, Colin McSweeney of Colin McSweeney for Claridge Homes, Caroline Pinto of Council Public Affairs Inc. for CNIB Foundation, Devon Somerville of Council Public Affairs Inc. for CNIB Foundation, Carl Baldauf of Macmillan Vantage for Vector Institute, Alexander Glista of Strategy Corp Inc. for Choice Properties Limited Partnership, Gail Nathanson of Campbell Strategies Inc. for Power Workers Union, Gail Nathanson of Campbell Strategies Inc. for NAOP Greater Toronto Chapter, Marianne Sheehy of PAA Advisory, Conseils for TikTok Canada, Gail Nathanson of Campbell Strategies Inc. for Estee Lauder Companies Inc., Philip Dewan of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Caprate LP, Aleem Kanji of AleemKanji.com for Calgary Real Estate Board, CREB, Stephanie Gaur of Santis Health for Novari Health, Carl Baldauf of Macmillan Vantage for AbbVie Corporation, Jonathan Rose of Policy Concepts for Computer Talk Technology Inc., Carl Baldauf of Macmillan Vantage for Artera Wines Canada, Christopher Froggett of Loyalist Public Affairs for Wine Growers Ontario, Yaron Gersh of the CCS Group, formerly Connect Consulting Solutions, for Hatzolo, Amir Remtula of Amir Remtula Inc. for Workbench Corp, Amir Remtula of Amir Remtula Inc. for 2,686,796 Ontario Limited, Tien de Religion Canada, Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for Live Nation Canada, Inc. Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for Greenbelt Foundation, Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for CAAT Pension Plan, Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for Telesat Canada, Christopher Froggett of Loyalist Public Affairs for the Stars Group, TSG Interactive Services, Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy for Intact Financial Corporation, Yaron Gersh of the CCS Group, formerly Connect Consulting Solutions, For Brent Gilbertson Enterprise Limited, Chad Rogers of Crestview Strategy. For Ontario Long-Term Care Association, Aidan Grove White of Strategy Corp Inc. For Choice Properties Limited Partnership, Christine Simonson of Rubicon Strategy Inc. For Terranet, Christine Simonson of Rubicon Strategy Inc. For Cubic Transportation Systems Canada Limited, Yara Salama of Policy Concepts Inc. For Building and Concrete Restoration Association of Ontario, Yara Salama of Policy Concepts Inc. For Scaffold Industry Association of Canada, Andrew Boddington of Policy Concepts Inc. For Scaffold Industry Association of Canada, Ross Wallace of Santis Health Inc. For Canadian Biosimilars Forum, Philip Dewan of Council Public Affairs Inc. For Parkbridge Lifestyle Communities Inc. John Perenak of Strategy Corp Inc. For 7-Eleven Inc. Leonard Domino of Leonard Domino & Associates Inc. For Ontario Association of Medical Radiation Sciences, Stu Kiff of Solstice Public Affairs. For Ontario Electrical League, in-house lobbyists Boubacar Ba of Small Ownership Landlords Ontario Inc., Malika Danani of Ontario Undergraduate Student Alliance, Aaron Binder of Better Way Alliance, Christy Doyle of Ontario Association of Architects, Rhonda Lenton of York University, Sylvie Crawford of College of Nurses of Ontario, Brian O'Riordan of College of Audiologists and Speech-Language Pathologists, Derek Dobson of CAAT Pension Plan, Steve Orsini of Council of Ontario Universities, Gordon Harling of Canadian Microelectronics Corporation, Laura Paglia of Investment Industry Association of Canada, Pamela Fralick of Innovative Medicines Canada, Medicaments Novators Canada, John DiMichele of Toronto Regional Real Estate Board, Dennis Darby of Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters, Marg Harrington of Ontario Dental Hygienists Association, ODHA, Todd Borgen of Motor Vehicle Retailers of Ontario, Rick Rondeau of 14 Estates, Sasha Kirstick of MasterCard Canada, Sean Good of Libro Credit Union, Vince Lamana of Novo Nordisk Canada Inc., John Piggott of Club Coffee LP, Chris Berry of Microsoft Canada Inc., Brian Bentz of Electra Inc.